ஹலோ மை ஃப்ரெண்ட், கிரீட்டிங்ஸ் அண்ட் குட் டே டு யூ. திஸ் இஸ் யுவர் பிரதர் ரமேஷ் மெடசானி ஃப்ரம் அவர் டெய்லி பிளஸ்ஸிங். ஐ ஹோப் திஸ் ஆடியோ கிளிப் வில் பி எ பிளஸ்ஸிங் டு யூ. வென் வி டேக் திங்ஸ் அண்ட் பீப்புள் ஃபார் கிராண்டட், த பெஸ்ட் ஆஃப் திங்ஸ் பிகம் அவர் வர்ஸ்ட் எனிமீஸ் பிகாஸ் ஃபெமிலியாரிட்டி பிரீட்ஸ் கண்டெம்ட். ஆஃப்டன் வி க்ரோ வேரி ஆஃப் ஈட்டிங் அட் த சேம் ரெஸ்டாரண்ட், பிளேயிங் த சேம் கேம் ஆர் வேரிங் த சேம் க்ளோத்ஸ். வாட் எவர் வி டூ, we should never be tired of serving God. There is a danger in letting our relationship with God become commonplace. The Bible teaches and God commands that we reverence Him. We see people showing more reverence for men than for God. Our reverence for God should go beyond our respect for and our fear for any man. Human beings were created to worship God. So reverence is the natural response of a heart that has been transformed by the Holy Spirit. The more we grow in knowledge and understanding, the more reverence we feel towards God. Modern Christianity has adopted a Jesus is my buddy attitude that downplays His holiness and downsizes God's judgment as the sovereign creator. When we have reverence for God, it manifests in our actions as obedience and praise to Him. Fear the Lord and serve Him faithfully with all your heart, for consider what great things He has done for you. We ought to cultivate, teach and practice reverence to God because we live in a culture that is totally out of touch with reality. We show reverence for God by learning how to truly worship Him. To worship God is to know Him and to serve Him. To worship Him the way He deserves to be worshipped, we must align our hearts with His Word. We read in the scripture that while He was on earth, Jesus was heard by God because of His reverence, which tells us that God will also hear us when we pray with a heart of reverence. Let us learn to revere God in all that we do and in all that we say. For when we revere God, we are setting Him up to be the controller of our life, and we are giving Him the right and authority to rule and reign and in turn to help us. To have reverence for God is to stand in awe of Him for all that He has done to redeem us. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 28, "Let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe." Remember, my friends, we veer towards what we revere. Shall we pray? Glorious God, righteous Almighty, among the gods there is none like You. Lord, no deeds can compare with Yours. For You are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. We pray in the name above all names of Jesus our Lord. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.